from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
I'm John Oran, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity. I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And let's start at the National Weather Service and bring in meteorologist Philip Pandolfo this morning. Philip, it was a crazy weather day yesterday in Western New York, which included a tornado sighting on Grand Island yesterday afternoon. I think it was in the 5 o'clock hour. What do you know about it? I know it's probably too soon to have it confirmed.
Good morning, Susan and Brian. Yes, so we did get reports of a funnel cloud potentially reaching the ground and crossing the Niagara River into Grand Island yesterday afternoon. We do have a storm survey that is in the works. We're going to be heading out to Grand Island later today, hopefully later this morning. We also have another survey planned for later today. We're going to be going out to Genesee County as well, as we've gotten extensive reports of damage in some areas out there as well.
What would have caused the funnel clouds, tornadoes? I know, you know, in a lot of Western New York, it was raining pretty hard yesterday. What were the conditions like? Were they ripe for this kind of thing?
Right. So around here, we do have a bias where we have a northwest flow that tends to increase the amount of wind shear, which can create a more conducive environment for tornadoes across Western New York. It's something we've observed here before. Now, the system did come across from the northwest, which likely provided the right kind of environment for these to form.
In the Grand Island case, would it have started possibly as a waterspout on the river?
Right. So we did have some evidence. There was a tornado warning actually issued for Environment Canada for the other side of the border. We're not sure at this moment if there was a tornado that touched down on the Canadian side, which then crossed the river and into Grand Island. Hopefully we can get some more light after daylight here and when we soon conduct our survey.
Do you have damage from either Genesee County or Grand Island?
Yes, we did receive reports of damage in both Grand Island and in Genesee County. We've got lots of photos that we've been sent on social media of the damage out in Genesee County especially.
Anything crazy we should expect today?
Well, I'm not exactly sure what to expect as far as the survey goes. Some of the localized damage out in Genesee County looks pretty impressive. Some large, healthy trees look like they were very heavily damaged, if not snapped in a few places. The damage in Grand Island looks a little bit more isolated, but it is something we're going to have to take a closer look at with our survey today.
All right, and dense fog, we're dealing with that this morning, aren't we?
Right, yes. Across the area with that heavy rain yesterday, the light winds overnight and high pressure building in has created a ripe environment for fog to develop. The fog has been a little bit patchy. Visibilities aren't quite consistent. They're not too bad here at the Buffalo Airport this morning. They've been up and down, but up in Niagara Falls, they're down to a quarter mile right now. So just encourage drivers, if you're out there in the morning today, use your low beams, drive slow, and just be ready for those sharply reduced visibilities.
All right. Well, we thank you for joining us this morning, and we'll watch out to maybe hear more. Philip Pandolfo, meteorologist with the National Weather Service, joining us live.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Auto Parts.